pretty incredible year for me. Obviously, coming to Chelsea halfway through the season, and obviously a lot of pressures were on me, not only on me, but on the team as well, obviously being top of the league. So to be able to actually to win the league, it's amazing.
And how pleased are you personally to get on the score sheet twice on such a big night?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm really pleased, and that's all credit down to the girls on the pitch as well, you know, creating them opportunities for me, and I can only give back what they give to me. So obviously, absolutely delighted.
Is this the stuff that dreams are made of, signing for Chelsea and then you end up here with a night like this, scoring twice in front of 2,700 people?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think every young girl now looks up to you as a role model, and Chelsea is definitely one of them teams that a lot of girls want to aspire to play for. So being able to score in front of all these people and obviously on TV and showing people that we didn't buckle under the pressure and that we absolutely dominated the game, it was really important for us.
Tell us what it's like playing with the other three up in that amazing front four now. Enny, Gemma, G. You look world class as a front four.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's one of our driving force, but I don't think we have to forget about the back four either, and the midfield, who put in an absolute solid performance today. You know, they didn't let Sunderland have a sniff, so to speak. So obviously we're up at our end doing our job, and we have to hope that they're doing theirs, and they did it absolutely amazing today.
And how important was it to get that first goal nice and early in the game to kind of ease any nerves?
It was really important, and we spoke about it, you know, when we first came out. You know, we needed to get the first goal to settle the nerves and to hopefully progress into the game. And obviously we went in 1-0 up, which is obviously a bit nerve-wracking, because, you know, if they get another goal, they're back in the game. So we knew that we had to get the next goal after that, and I think that was even more important than the first one. But, I mean, obviously it was a great finish by G, and, you know, she pops up at the right times, and she's a world-class player who can do that.
What's the mood been like in the camp this week? Was everyone, any jitters, or did everyone really feel confident that you were going to do the job?
I mean, I think after the Liverpool game, it's all been confident. I think we put on another good performance against Liverpool, and obviously the same here again tonight. So, I mean, we were confident. Obviously, in the change rooms before you were coming out, there's a little bit of nerves, but that's just expected, you know. And as soon as we stepped on the pitch, all of that went away, and I think we've shown that in our performance.
And for you personally, did you think 12 months ago that you'd be standing here today with that medal around your neck?
No, definitely not. I think, for me, obviously, I love my time at Reading, but I knew I needed to step up and play for a team in the WSL1, which obviously I'm now absolutely delighted that they've been promoted as well. But for the time in my career, I needed a new challenge, and Chelsea's definitely provided that with me. Cool.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you.